I learned about a new kind of doctor this week. Not, I get just new to me. I guess not new in the world, but it's a physiologist. A physiologist. Physiologist? Is that the right word?
Physiatrist?
Physiatrist. What is a physiatrist?
A physiatrist is a doctor who specializes in pain medicine and specializes in rehabilitative medicine. They actually come in a lot of different varieties. A lot of times if you have like a joint replacement and you're staying in the hospital, and if there's a specific program that's set up to help you to get up and walk and stuff like that, oftentimes a physiatrist will be in charge of that. They will also other types of outpatient services. A lot of times they'll test for nerve conduction studies in your hand to look for carpal tunnel, and they'll also do some type of rehabilitative and sometimes even injections.
All right. And I'm trying to figure out what the difference is between a physiatrist and a orthopedic surgeon. And it occurs to me that the clue there's something wrong is I hurt someplace.
Right.
And I may not hurt where the pain's coming from. Right?
Yes. Now, an orthopedic surgeon does surgery, whereas a physiatrist will not do surgery. And a lot of times we work very, very closely together. A lot of times, an orthopedic surgeon is who you want to see if there's something specifically wrong with your body that surgery can make better. And so if you were out running around and you tore your ACL or tore your meniscus, or you were really hard on your joints when you were playing football when you're young, and now you have arthritis in your hip or your knee and you need that replaced, it's the orthopedic surgeon that's going to do that surgery. And the physiatrist will be the person that will help you to get stronger before and after surgery, and can also try certain techniques to avoid surgery.